last line of Vav Amud Bet. The Umaya David Oseh. And now we're on Zion Amud Aleph. Right? What would David do? Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Menachem, I had no tell. Nevel v'chinor v'not l'marashotav. He would take his harp and lyre and put it by its head. V'omid v'chatei alaylo minagin b'hem. And he would wake up in the middle of the night and he would play them. Kadesh yishmu chavirei Torah. So the Tamidi Chachamim would... guys, you just got a little... sorry. Just got a little, so the Tamidi Chachamim would hear... right here, they're called the Chaveirei Torah. Umay v'chere domrim. And they would say, oh, umam David Melech. David HaMelech Osek B'Torah. If David is learning Torah in the middle of the night, and you know, he's such a busy man, because you know, he's king. Anu Alachat Kama V'Kama. We are just mere peasants. So obviously, if he has time and the energy to wake up at midnight and learn Torah, so then we can as well. Now, there is this slight problem here, which is, I don't understand. He's getting up to play instruments. Why are you saying he's getting up to learn Torah? Right? Which is it? It could be, right? It could be. So you could either say, right? So you could either say that, yes, like the Mara Folda, right? That he would play a little bit of music, you know, either wake them up, you know, praise God a little bit, you know, say a short tefillah that God should give him the intellectual capabilities to judge properly and understand Torah properly, and then he would go on to learning, right? So either you take a sequential model or you take a identity model, which is...
is learning Torah.
So either say, right, well, yes, yeah, saying Tehillim is like learning Torah. Now, there's a very famous machloket between the Hasidim and the Misnagdim over this point. There's a midrash where David requests from Hashem that the saying of Tehillim should be equivalent to Talmud Torah. So the Hasidim use this as proof that saying Tehillim and doing more devotional things that take less intellectual effort and more, you know, emotional investment are equivalent to Talmud Torah. And Chaim Voloshin in Nefesh HaChaim says, no, look at the end of the Midrash. David requested this. God responds with nothing, with silence. Right, just because David wanted it doesn't mean God accepted it. This is rejected, right? This is rejected. What? Really? Do you think that Ray Ginsburg, if you asked him right now, would not agree with the view that we reject the idea that just saying Perkem Dillim is equivalent to learning Lumdos? Okay. Anyways, so... fine. So then the Gemara continues. And Amar Rabbi Levi, Kinor haya talui keneged chalonotav shel David, vaya ruach tfonit min hashevet b'laylo min afnefet bo v'min agen me'lav, and his the harp would be by his window, and the northern wind would blow at night, and it would play of its own accord. Right? So you have him playing and it playing. Adu dechdev vaya kenagena min agen kenagena min agen and kedivkan ella kenag. Gain, I'm in again. Shakinor, I'm in again. May a love. It means that, right? It was kin nagain, I'm again. Nagain, meaning when the harp would itself play. That's the drasha that they're making on it. Very briefly, because I don't want to give a whole shir on this. But if you remember last year, we actually spent a long time on the Bavli's version of the magic harp.
Yeah, we
give them and I got it. At the time, I briefly mentioned to you that the Yerushalmi's presentation is very different. Do you notice how the Yerushalmi's version is very different?
Yeah.
There's certain features that are the same, right? There's a magic harp that plays at night. We're in the middle of the discussions about Kriyat Shema and David HaMelech learning Torah in the middle of the night, right? Certain features are the same in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Okay. Any, without going back over the whole Bavli, any differences jump to mind? In the Bavli. Correct. In the Bavli, if you remember, all those beautiful, long Agadot, what was the point of them? Yes, the way we got into it was, wait a second, there's a Shmared, and how did you know what time was Shmared? I don't know, because you have to figure out the exact time. And the big chop at the whole end of this, how exactly, we figured exactly what time it is in the world before alarm clocks. So, David HaMelech was essentially a Yeki, but he didn't have his own atomic clock. God gave him a magical one. Oh, Nez Nigle. Right? That is basically the Bavli's version. In the Yerushalmi version, again, we're in the middle of Kriyat Shema, right? And what is the purpose of this magical instrument? Is it to wake him up? No, he seems to have woken up by himself. When did he wake up? Not when the magical alarm clock went up.
Depending on what the night was.
Yeah, what depending on how many people he had for dinner, right? Right, in the Bavli, he wakes up when the magical alarm clock tells him to wake up. And then he has his regimen and Torah and Tefillah and exactly this time. And in the Yerushalmi, he wakes up a few hours after he finishes eating, which depends on how many people he had over for dinner. And once he gets up, he does some music and he does some Talmud Torah. So why does he have a magical instrument playing if it's not to be an alarm clock? Because it's nice. You play a little bit of music. The magical instrument is playing. I mean, it's just beautiful, right? So Yafes Zohar points out that same features of the story, but Kedarkam Bakodesh, right? The Bavli takes these very nice, like, what in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, this beautiful idea of a magic harp playing music to God turns into, you have an alarm clock to make sure you know exactly what time you have to get up and learn Torah. And the Yerushalmi's view is, look, we want to tell you about David's very rich spiritual life. It includes magical alarm clocks, and it includes having people over for dinner, and it includes sometimes eating, going to sleep a little bit earlier, and sometimes going to sleep a little later. But no matter when he gets up, he starts learning right away. I mean, he never goes past Chatzot, but exactly what time? I mean, it depends. He needs a few hours of sleep, depending on what. Right, and right, as we pointed out many times, the difference sometimes the Yerushalmi and the Bavli is this, that the Yerushalmi presents stories in a much more holistic, not necessarily Beit Midrash focused, not necessarily hyper halacha focused way. And the Bavli sometimes takes those same stories and, halachasizes them. And when you see the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, right, you. Less mystical? I don't know. I don't know if a magical I will be honest. I don't know what you mean by mystical, because a magical harp that plays music with you, or a magical harp that is an alarm clock. No. It's still the wind. It has the wind thing also. Okay. Anyways, continuing in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mamek I am Taima de Rabbi Natan. So, how do we deal with Rabbi Natan? So, again, who said there were three watches for night? Okay. Sorry, what's the source? Rabbi Natan, Rosh Hashmara Tichona. Again, it says Tichona, which means it's a middle. Fine. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, no, there are really four mishmarot. The sofa shel shnia berosha shel shlishit. Chatzot is?
In the middle of, at the end of the second and beginning of the third.
Yeah, right? Between two and three. Right, meaning the middle is, you know, right? It's not the middle watch, it's the middle of the watches. Hein mitavchot et alayla, meaning the second and the third split the night in half, because one is on one side, one's on the other. And Amar Rabbi Mana Viyot, please give me a break. Viyot means really? Mikdov tichonot, that would be middles. You know how to say plural. Lo tichona. Sumer says fine. Kadmaita lo mitchashva. You want to know how you could have a middle one if there are four? Very simple. Don't count the first. Thank you. Take four, minus one, you're left with three, and then the middle counts. There are four, one just doesn't count for these purposes. Why?
Yes.
Well, what's the logic? The Ad Kedon brought Riyata Irin, because he says, look, in the first one, people are still awake. We're talking about is the middle of the Mishmarot of the night, where people are actually asleep.
Okay.
Next, back to the Mishnah. Piska. You say Shema until Chatzot. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Chachamim. We paskin like the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi, Mefaked lechavraya. He told his friends, In Beatudin men atzkon beoraita, atun karin Shema kodim Chatzot umit askin. You want to learn Torah all night? That's very from. Say Shema first. Miltaya Amra. The first thing we learn from this is that Allah is like the Chum, that you must say Shema before Chatzot. That's why you want to say Shema first. Miltaya Amra, we also learn Shomer Dvaram La'acher Emet V'yatziv, that you're allowed to talk after Emet V'yatziv. Whoa. What is Emet V'yatziv? So, first of all, you see that apparently the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is that at night they did not say Emet V'memunah. They said Emet V'yatziv. Very good. Now, what does this mean? So what is going on here? So the Haredim says that what's going on here is that, remember we talked about that, how do you, right, according to Rav Risharim, how do you make early Shabbos? You daven Shmoneh Esrei early, and right? So the Haredim understands this Gemara is saying that was the minhag in general, that they would daven Maariv early. And therefore, could they say Kriyat Shema? And no. So you know when they would say Kriyat Shema? No. Alamita. Basically, Kriyat Shema Alamita, they would say Birkat Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema. Meaning the Kriyat Shema they said right before bed was like Birkat Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema. And therefore, you might have thought that you can't talk after Emet V'yatziv the way you're not supposed to talk after Hamapil. Right? But the fact that he said that you say Shema first and then you learn, right, that shows you that Emet V'yatziv does not have to essentially be like Hamapil. No, that you can talk after. No, that you're allowed to talk after Emet V'yatziv.
Meaning
after Hamapil, you're supposed to go to sleep, right? So if you're saying Birkat Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema Alamita, right, normally, so even though in this case you're not, because you're learning, so you might have thought that it's like Hamapil, right, and that once you say Kriyat Shema, now you got to go to sleep. Kamash Malah, no, you can say Kriyat Shema. No, it's Kriyat Shema. What do you mean? Oh, so, I mean, he only says Torah, but let's assume you're allowed to sorry. Now that is one version of Perushim here. There are other Perushim Mara Fulda that Bnei Moshe said no, that's not what's going on here. And he says that no, what it means is that you have to, the question here is smichat gula l'tfila at Maariv. Right, what the Ramar Fulda, the Pnei Moshe, right? It's not about talking afterwards, it's talking about, you know, and making a hefsek. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. Tani, Hakori Shema, na Knesset Beshachar, Yatsa Yidei Chovato. If you read Shema in the morning, you are Yotzei. Be'erev lo Yatsa Yidei Chovato, but in Shul, you aren't Yotzei. And what does that show you? How did the Muslim Mefarshim understand that? That the total norm, just the norm, was people said Kriyat Shema early. They daven Maariv early, right? That's why saying Shema in Shul You're not Yotze. It was just too early. That was when you said Shema. Ma ben akore b'shachar, ma ben akore b'arvit. What's the difference? Now, this is, of course, a difficult question if you think what it's really telling you is that they are davening too early, so that should be obvious. The Charedim says yes, but if that's what it said, it should have just said that. If that's what it meant, right? That if you daven early, you aren't Yotzei, you should say that. It didn't say that. It says in shul, which makes it sound like it's something about shul, and that's why the Gemara is a little bit confused here. But again, fundamentally, it is... he said that the question is why does it make it sound like shul is the difference when the difference is time? So Rav Huna b'shem Rav Yosef matam amru tzarach lekaret shma beveito be'erev, and he says no. What it means is right that why do you read shma? Well, why do you have to say shma at home? B'shul avriach et hamazika. The point is that you have to say it yet again at home. Right, to right, meaning because right, the reason that they didn't say, right, that one of the reasons that they didn't say it in shul, or once they're not saying it in shul, they would make sure to say it in bed as Kriyat Shema L'Amita, right? Meaning we know that there's a separate value, but he's saying, look, once it is already the case that you're not saying it in shul, right? So then you should say it in bed, could get rid of the demons or whatever. That you are supposed to say it at home, but in this case, they were also davening early, so they weren't Yotzei in shul. What does the Gemara do? No, so the point is that once... So it's once you're not saying it earlier anyways, the reason we don't tell you to like go to shul and we tell you to say it at home...
Even if it was on time.
But the point is that once you're not saying it at time in shul, you should dafka say it at home, right, when you're going to repeat it, to get the kiyum of driving away the mazikin. No, meaning the reason that you're not saying it in shul is because it's too early. But once you're not saying shul, the reason we're emphasizing that, well, you should say it at home, is because you need to say it at home.
Let's say
you would daven in shul late enough, you still might have to say it at home. Right. But the point is that you have to say it at home. It happens to be that because you weren't yotzei in shul, what you're saying at home isn't just kriyat shema lamita, it's kriyat shema you're using to be yotzei your chiyuv. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Yosef matam amru adam sarech likrod shma beveito ba'erev jilariach and mazikin, that's what I just read. Milte amra she'ein omer dvar machar emet v'yatziv. Now again, this implies that, again, the shma you're saying is at home and is basically the way we treat hamapil. And from this position we learn that you are not allowed to say, right, you're not allowed to talk after Emet V'yatziv. Again, right, because you're saying it al hamita. And the Gemara supports this idea that you can't say anything after Emet V'yatziv, which again, this is a totally different way of conceiving of the Birchot Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema than we have, right? For us, right, these are halachot around hamapil. For them, it's the entire unit of Kriyat Shema and Birchot Kriyat Shema. Milte derbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni amrakein. Shmuel bar Nachmeni gavet nachat le'ibura, when he would go to the place where they would be, you know, when they would make a leap year, having the kabel gavet Rabbi Yaakov Garosa, he would stay by this Talmud Chacham named Rabbi Yaakov Garosa. V'havei Rabbi Ze'era mitamer beni kupaya mishmana hechavei kare shma. And he would hide between the barrels. You know, all these famous stories of rabbis hiding behind barrels and under beds to find out how people get the halacha. But this is not, you know, to find out anything weird. It's to hear how he said shma. It's a little bit less weird than the ones we have in the Bavli. What? Yeah, the ones in the Bavli are about hiding in the bathroom and under someone's marital bed. So let's go for a shma.
Why can't we just ask him, how do you say shma?
I'm just telling you, I would find it less creepy if someone sat uncomfortably close to my desk to hear I said Shema than anything that we buy from Bavli. And he would say Shema over and over and over again until he fell asleep. Right? Now, the interesting thing here is that the Mepharshim Medayeg, do you say Shema before Hamapil or Hamapil before Shema? Right? From the Yerushalmi, it sounds like you say Hamapil and then Shema, because what he heard was him saying Shema, 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 right? The whole puzzle Shema until he fell asleep, which means that the last thing he's saying before sleep is Shema. Yeah, I know. He's still hiding in his bedroom. But to hear his Shema, which is slightly better. Slightly. I mean, still in his room. So I guess, yes, creepy. Umay Taima, 1 second. And what the source that you are supposed to say? Now, again, right in the Bavli, this is called Kriyat Shema Lamita. In the Yerushalmi, this is Kriyat Shema Lamita, which is also the Kriyat Shema that you're probably being Yotze with, and you're saying all the brachot of Kriyat Shema with, right? Right, so there is that overlap. Not necessarily, right? You, in theory, would have an Shul, and then you'd say it again. Right? But now the Gemara says, what's the source of the idea that you say Shema Lamita? And this is the same as the Bavli. Though again, in the Bavli, the distinction between Kriyat Shema Lamita and Kriyat Shema, which are Yotze, seems to be more obvious and more clear, is Rachav Rav Tachli v'chamoy b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Rigzuv al techata remove v'alchem amushkav chem v'dom musela. Right, shake, do not sin, and say in your hearts on your bed, and then be silent. And Milta Rishu ben Levi pliga. But we have a story of Rishu ben Levi that implies that he argues the Rishu ben Levi karim is morim batra. He would say different psukim, right afterwards. Which shows that he thinks that you can be mafsik, right? And again, la halacha, the question of whether these other psukim will be mafsik, right? In the Yerushalmi, the idea that you're not allowed to talk after Shema Mapil means that nothing can be mafsik, right? So if certain posts would take that seriously, if you look in a standard sitter by Kriyat Shema Lamita, some of them will put a mapil at the beginning, and will then put Shema, and then put all the different psukim that there's a minhag to say, right? And they assume that when we say don't be mafsik, we mean don't, you know, say hamapil and then, you know, spend 3 hours watching Netflix and, you know, talking about the shows and whatever. But, you know, to say hamapil, shema, and then, you know, hamalcha goel, that's not what we're talking about. Other sidurim will have hamapil at the very end of the long kriyat you're staring at me as if you've never seen kriyat shema lamita in your life. We had a discussion about this in halacha. Yes. Assume that, like the Yerushalmi, no, if you think you can't talk, then the only thing you can be saying is Hamapil Shema. And that's it. And therefore, all that other stuff you want to say, you got to say it earlier. So Gemara says, V'atani in Omer Dvar Machar Meviyatsiv. Don't we say you don't say anything Achar Yatsiv? Patala Be'emet Ve'ayatsiv Shol Shachrit. The Gemara says, forget it what we said. If you want, say that really this is when we said don't say anything at Emet Miyatsiv, it's not because we were reinterpreting Shema with the brachot is what you were saying in your bed. I mean, that may be true, but that's not what we were talking about. We were talking about not talking after Emet Miyatsiv in the morning. Why not? Smicha Gula Dvila. Demar, let me just finish the sentence. I'll take your question, Kobe. Demar, Rebzeir, Bishem, Rebbe Abba Bar Yirmiya, Shalosh Tkifodein, because we know there are three things you have to do immediately. Take givla smicha shchita right before shchita. You need to do smicha right by a karban, right? Put your hands on it. Take givla ntil yadayim bracha. Right before the bracha, you need to do ntil yadayim. It's a machloket whether that's ntil yadayim of the morning or ntil yadayim of eating. And the top of the next page, rega chedam and aleph. Just turn and take of legula tefila. Yeah, what's your question? No. So clearly they were, when they didn't daven early, when they daven too early, rather, they were saying all of Birchot Kriyat Shema. In the Bavli, right, there is a much clearer distinction between the idea of Kriyat Shema Lamita and Kriyat Shema Birchotah. Correct. But people are medayik from the Yerushalmi, the fact that clearly the last thing you're saying is Shema, right, like the Pasuk of Shema, right, they're assuming that Hamapil is still a thing, right, even within the context of this place in the Yerushalmi, where all that's being discussed is the Berachot Kriyat Shema, and therefore the medayik, that according to Yerushalmi, the last thing you say is the Pasuk of Shema. And therefore whatever you're saying before, Berachot Kriyat Shema, Hamapil, whatever else you're saying, right, the Pasuk Shema is the last thing you're saying. That's the diuk they're making. I understand that's not the context in the Yerushalmi here. Yerushalmi here is talking about a case in which you weren't Yotze Birchut Kriyashma earlier, and therefore you are saying all of Birchut Kriyashma and Kriyashma.
That's not.
What? Well, by the end of it, it's not clear, right? Because in the end, the Yerushalmi says, no, that's not what we're talking about, right? When we say don't be mafsig emes v'yatzi, we're talking about in the morning, which leaves the possibility open that maybe you are saying Birchut Kriyashma and Kriyashma Alamita. But that's not what we're talking about. That's not the equivalent of Amafil. You're saying Kriyat Shema Alamita, right? Meaning, right, once you have it, it doesn't seem to reject the idea that there's a value of Kriyat Shema Alamita and presumably with Amafil also, right? And maybe when you daven too early, you were also saying Birchut Kriyat Shema at that time. But yeah, the notion that somehow Birchut Kriyat Shema integrates into the Kriyat Shema Alamita thing by the end of the Yerushalmi is dropped by that Shita, at least. Seems to be. That's fine. So we did. So you do. Yes, I think he said.
Hashem wouldn't let him fall asleep until he finished the pasuk.
Oh. Oh, what a prum answer.
When it says,
and then I think we'll do one today because you guys need to do some hakana, you know. I meant the guys in my shir. I don't care what you do. You're not my problem anymore.
That's here.
Right, the question was when it says there's, you're not yours if you read it.
So that's when they're talking early. That's when it's early. No, his problem. No, that's what he understands the question. No, that's what he understands the question. Which is why is the Gemara asking that question? Yeah.
Because that's obvious that.
Right. Yeah. Meaning, what? Right. Meaning, the Haredim says it has to be asking more than why aren't Yotze early. It must be saying why is Shema at Shul not enough? And the answer to that is because of the value of saying Kriyat Shema Alamita. He says everyone agrees to that. Well, the Gemara must be asking you something else, which is why is saying Shema and Shul insufficient? That's what he's adding. I mean, there is a machloket, but that point everyone agrees to. There are a lot of machloket. We did a whole lot of machloket.
I thought it was.